Well, John Service knows a thing or two about winning the Preakness Stakes. As a matter of fact, he is one of two trainers in the race, along with Chad Brown, to be undefeated when he saddles a horse in the Preakness. He's a perfect one for one, that coming with Smarty Jones, and he's with us now here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. John, appreciate the visit.
My pleasure. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Happy to have you on board, and I know it's a busy morning for you, so we won't keep you long, but a little different scenario this time around. Last time it was Smarty Jones coming in after winning the Kentucky Derby, a lot of hype, the Smarty parties taking place all over the country, and now we bring in a local horse in Diamond King, who is a long shot in this race. How much different is it this time around?
Well, not quite as much hype in the Tessio as the Kentucky Derby, but it's big difference. Big difference. You know, we attracted a lot of attention when we came with Smarty in 2004, and we're getting some attention this year, but not much. And it's actually been very enjoyable. Mr. Zachney and the whole team are here, and everybody's having a good time, and we're looking forward to the race.
All right, let me throw this one out at you. What's the key to Diamond King being able to pull off a shocker later here this afternoon?
That's a good question. You know, he's going to have everything go his way. He's going to have to run the best race of his career, and everybody else is going to have to run the worst race of their career.
John, that's not asking too much, John.
Listen, it's an opportunity for the ownership to get to the Preakness again, and you know, we have a very nice horse, and he's up against it. He's in against some tough horses, but he's doing very well, and hopefully he'll run well and come back good.
And you heard John mention the ownership, of course. Cash is King. The principal owner of Diamond King won this race with a Fleet Alex back in 2005, the year after you had won the Preakness with Smarty Jones. And you know, John, when we look back at Diamond King's last start, which was April 21st at Laurel in the Tessio, first time around two turns, and I don't think based on his breeding that was really even a concern, but the thing that stood out about watching that race, it seemed like he showed the ability to rate. You know, I that was one of my question marks about this colt. It seemed like in his sprint races, he was so much kind of up on the bit, up on the muscle. Were you pleased to see how he was able to relax around two turns?
Very much so. We had worked really hard on trying to implement that strategy with him, and he came along. I mean, he matured. He, you know, we worked him several times sitting off the horses, teaching him to settle, and he did it beautifully in the Tessio.
John, how about this racetrack here today? We've talked about it over the past hour and a half or so since we've been on the air this morning, and just the conditions not ideal. Everybody would love to have 75 degrees and sunny and a fast main track, but you look at this racetrack now and sloppy and sealed. Any concerns there, or how does that play into things for you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if anybody's run over the racetrack that they're going to get today. I mean, I know the Derby was in the mud, but this track today is just there's got to be 2 inches of water laying on top of the racetrack. I saw the guys down there filling washouts early this morning, so I'm sure everybody in the field is going to stay probably out the 3-4 hole throughout the whole race. And, you know, you're going to probably get a horse that's going to relish it and run really well on it, and some that don't.
Yeah, it's a good point you bring up, John. No two sloppy tracks are exactly alike. And the sloppy track we saw at Churchill 2 weeks ago, as you just alluded to, much different than the track here at Pimlico this afternoon. What's the main difference between the Churchill surface and the Pimlico surface when they get this kind of moisture on it?
Well, when you get this much rain for so many, you know, continuous days and hard rain, the racetrack sealed, which is, you know, they just tighten it down so hopefully the water will roll off. But unfortunately, we've had so much water that now it's just laying on the top. So the horses are going to go right through the water, right to that sealed part, which is going to be hard as a rock, and it's going to be like running on a road. I mean, it's literally going to be, you know, a hard racetrack, but there's going to be a lot of kickback, a lot of splashing, water flying everywhere. And some horses, you know, aren't going to know how to handle it. And it could be a little slick.
Well, John, when you mentioned that, as you describe how things could unfold with the kickback and the mud and getting all that mud in a horse's face and never knowing how they might react, with this colt, with Diamond King, his race as a two-year-old in the Heft Stakes, I thought he showed that he could at least handle some adversity. Now, granted, that was a fast track, but adversity in the form of there were two or three times in the last two furlongs where it looked like horses were going to run right past him. I thought he was beat that day. I thought he was beat twice in the home stretch that day. This is a pretty gutsy horse, isn't he?
He's very gutsy, and he's very talented. You know, the one thing about him that concerns me a little bit is he has a tendency to get to the lead and pull himself up. So I think, you know, strategy-wise, we're probably going to be better off sitting behind some horses and getting all the kickback. I think he'll be able to handle that. And hopefully he'll have something left to make a run at the end.
He's trainer John Service, Diamond King, the local horse looking to pull off an upset later this afternoon in the Preakness. You'll hear our coverage beginning 3 Eastern with the undercard and exclusive coverage of the Preakness right here on Horse Racing Radio Network at 5 o'clock, all presented by TwinSpires.com. John, as always, we appreciate the visit. I know it's a busy morning. We'll let you go. All the best with Diamond King this afternoon, and go get it done.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate the time.